Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. A Cardiff South man accused of a cold case murder is now a free man. Prosecutors in Victoria have dropped the charge against Peter Wetzler, who was arrested last year, accused of killing his fiancée, who went missing in Melbourne 40 years ago. His lawyer successfully arguing the case against him was weak. The 66-year-old telling Nine it's a huge relief.
It was a great weight off my shoulders, was about it. It's all still sinking in.
He's now fighting for Victoria Police to cover $130,000 in legal costs. The Hunter is about to cop torrential rain with up to 140 mils on the cards over the next 3 days. Areas north of Port Stephens have already been drenched this morning, receiving over 70 mils in just a few hours. While the Bureau says minor to moderate flooding is possible at Wallumbye Brook early Saturday. Toxic pollution levels have increased year on year at the Hunter's coal-fired power stations. That's according to green groups who've sifted through the latest data. Although energy providers say despite the increase in pollution, they remain within legal limits, claiming the data is misleading. And further energy bill relief is on the cards. The Prime Minister will deliver a speech today outlining the possibility of extending support for those struggling with high power prices. It's set to be a wet track at McDonald Jones Stadium when the Knights host the Dragons tomorrow night, although English import Kai Pearce-Paul isn't two-phased.
We still stick to what we do. It might change a few things of how we like to play, maybe passing the ball a little bit earlier and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a gritty game as well, and it could come down to winning by 2 points. We could win by a lot, we could lose, but at the end of the day, we play our footy.
Round 5 kicks off tonight with the Storm hosting the Broncos. And Ryan Callinan remains above the mid-season cut 4 rounds into the World Surfing Tour. The Merriweather surfer is ranked 17th after Bells Beach. Next up is the Margaret River Pro later this month.